snowy Saturday morning, there's a half a dozen other places that might be more fun to be, like in your living room in front of a fire. But we appreciate you braving the cold and the snow and coming out here, especially those folks who are guests here tonight or this morning. We appreciate your time and being here. A couple little housekeeping notes. If you'll take out your fancy little noisemakers and turn them to off or silent, we don't want you to miss any of the information. We don't want anybody sitting next to you to miss what's going to be shared with you today. It's my privilege, actually, today. We have the CEO of our company here to see our event, and we're going to show him what it's like here in Utah. But to do the presentation over in the first part of this, it's my privilege actually to bring up a gentleman who has really pioneered the state. He is the regional vice president for the state of Utah, and he knows everything about it. I don't want to take too much of his story, but he's a member of the Millionaires Club with the company. He makes a very comfortable six-figure income from home. And without saying anything more than that, if you'll get to your feet, welcome to the front of the room, none other than Mr. Dave Hall.
All right, appreciate that introduction, and let me just say that when I need something done in the state of Utah, almost always I pick up the phone and I call Mr. Mark Hudy. He's not only a regional manager, he's reached the executive director position. Him and his wife are two of the most dedicated, loyal, hardest working people I've ever met in this business. Let's give it up for Mr. Hudy for that introduction. I appreciate that. And I see a lot of new faces out here today. Some people, I don't know how they did it in this snowstorm, convinced you to actually get on those freeways and put your life in their hands and show up here today. But real quickly, let me give you just a quick Dun & Bradstreet on myself so you understand who the person is that's sharing the information today. Because my background, in spite of the incredible introduction from Mr. Hudy, is not really that prestigious. I don't have a high school diploma. I don't have a GED. In fact, I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to this company. At about the age of 16, my father was diagnosed with cancer. I was one of nine children at home. I was one of the oldest ones. And while he was up there at the VA hospital going through radiation and chemotherapy and surgeries to save his life, there was no income coming into the home. Consequently, the bills didn't get paid. In fact, soon thereafter, the cars got repossessed in the middle of the night by the bank, and shortly thereafter, the sheriff's department showed up at our house and informed us that our house had been sold at a public auction, and we were now trespassing on the bank's property and needed to vacate the premises immediately. And my parents had always encouraged me to go to school, get good grades, so someday I could get a good... You've heard that story. You see, both my parents were college-educated people, and I just kind of figured I'm going to follow in those footsteps. But what I realized is there was something a little bit more important than education at that phase of my life, and that was what we call survival. And so I left school to go get a job to meet some of the family financial needs. Here's what I found out. When you don't have a high school diploma, you get minimum wage, or pretty close to it. And that's where I stayed for many, many years, just trading time for money. In fact, at the age of 21, I was working at Jiffy Lube. I was making $4.25 an hour. The highest that they paid for the skill level that I had coming into the marketplace. I was the guy that vacuumed your car mats and checked the air pressure in your tires. And while I'm there making $4.25 an hour, here comes my old friends from high school coming in to get their oil changed. And there's their buddy Dave with his name patch on his uniform, vacuuming out their cars. And, you know, it was a little bit embarrassing to be like seeing that they're now driving a BMW or a Mercedes or a Lexus. And here I am making minimum wage cleaning out their cars for the guys that I used to play football with and I used to be best friends with. And that's when it really hit me. Dave, you've got to change something in your life. It has to change. And so the only way I knew how to make more money at that phase of my life was to go get a second. And so I started delivering pizzas in the evening after work. And so I'd work from 8 to 6 at Jiffy Lube. I'd run home, shower, change, try to get that oil smell off me. And then I'd deliver pizzas till midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, depending on if it was weekday or weekend. And then I'm back at Jiffy Lube at 8 a.m. Then I'm delivering pizzas till midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm doing this 6 days a week. I'm now making more money than I'd ever made in my entire life. But my quality of life was now absolutely horrible. I could no longer hang out with my friends. I could no longer go to the family reunions, the fishing, the hunting, the football games, the things that I used to look forward to decompress, to take some time off. I don't know if you've ever felt like you're on one of those little hamster wheels running as fast as you can. Really, the only reason you're alive is to pay bills, but that's what I felt like. And somehow during that time, I met this incredible young lady who agreed to marry me even on that schedule. And so one thing I know for sure is she did not marry me for my money. So it had to be the looks. So anyhow, you guys are killing my ego when you laugh at that. We all of a sudden started our journey together, and soon after we got married, all of a sudden we found out a kid was on the way. And now all of a sudden that stress level just got amped up a little bit more, because now I got to not only provide for me, which was hard to do on my own income, but I got to provide for her, and I now got to provide for a kid. Now you're buying stuff that you never used to buy before, like diapers and baby food and butt paste to put on these kids and stuff. Like, it used to never be in the budget. Now all of a sudden you're buying all these extra things, and the stress just got higher and higher. And that's when I was introduced to the home-based business industry for the first time. And I was introduced to this health and wellness company, and I fell in love with the business model, but I happened to have some good products. And we got started. We got so excited about our new career, work when you want, with who you want, no boss, you know, from the comfort of your home. And we got signed up, and each month we had to purchase another big volume, you know, a big case of this stuff would show up. And it's just me and my poor wife trying to consume all this stuff. But each month to stay in the company, you had to keep buying more and more and more. And soon we were garage qualified, which simply means your car's out on the curb because you got so much stuff in there. And after 2 years of trying to make it work, we finally just waved the white flag and said, we can't do this anymore. It's just not making any money, and we can't consume this stuff. And soon thereafter, we were introduced to another company, and that was in the telecommunications industry. And we were switching all of our family and friends long distance. And I don't know if you've ever messed up someone's phone line, but they are not happy. Think about if you couldn't make phone calls for a few days. You know, the people on the East Coast recently experienced that. They are not happy people with you when you mess up their phone lines. And, you know, AT&T would just mail them a check for $100 that says, hey, if you cash this check, you agree to come back to us. And so, you know, my business was just a revolving door. I could never keep anybody. And we ended up leaving that company. And then we got involved with a startup company, ground floor opportunity. Let me give you a clue. That means there's no opportunity. It's not getting off the ground floor. That's what that means, ground floor opportunity. We didn't last but a few weeks in that company, and it was bankrupt, out of business. And people lost a lot of money trying to get involved in that startup deal. And then here we are, the mid-1990s, the Internet's just coming on. And we were invited to come look at another company. Now, this is my fourth company, and it had the Internet involved in it. And the guy on stage said, if you've ever tried a home-based business and you failed, it's because you didn't have the Internet. And then he showed some articles from Forbes and Money Inc. and stuff showing what the Internet was going to do to the home-based business. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so true. I failed at all those companies, but we didn't have the Internet. He must be right. And he said, we're about ready to put Walmart out of business when we launch this Internet mall. You'll be able to buy anything you want from the click of a mouse. And I was like, that makes so much sense. I want to be part of this. And he said, you can own your own Internet mall tonight for only $5,000. Now, me and my wife had one credit card. It was for emergency purposes only. It happened to have a $5,000 limit, and my wife wasn't with me. So all the stars had aligned perfectly. I slapped that card down. I filled out that application. I bought my own Internet mall. Now, I have to go home and explain that to my wife. Now, I've seen now the land of milk and honey, the Internet. My wife, she's at home. She's never seen the Internet. I have to explain what a virtual mall is. Okay? She explained what a virtual couch was. She was so furious with me for spending that money on that. Here's the crazy thing. We didn't even have a computer at our home. I couldn't shop at my own mall that I just bought. I still had to go to the competitors and buy the stuff from them. And again, we never made a dime in that company. It took me over 3 years to pay off that $5,000 at 20-something percent interest. And I'll tell you, that's when my wife made me take that oath. We will never do another home-based business ever again, so help me God. Who else in this room has taken that oath? Okay, there's a few of you out there. Wow, we need a 12-step program for you guys. You fell off the wagon and showed up here today. So that's where I was, broke, frustrated, failed miserably at home-based businesses on November 29, 1999. Lady shows up at my house. Dave, I've got something to show you. It's going to take about 15 minutes. You may or may not be interested. And I knew it was a home-based business. But I thought, that's okay. I can tell you no in about 15 minutes. But just to guarantee that I said no, I invited my wife to sit down and watch the video with me. Because I knew that my wife wasn't going to just say no. My wife was going to say, hell no. Get out of my house. We have tried these before. But out of respect for the person, we sat down and just watched it. And 15 minutes later, my wife looks at me and says, Dave, that's amazing. We need that. And I thought, wow, you know, I thought it was amazing too, but I've been a real bad judge of business opportunities four times in a row, so I was afraid to listen to my own opinion now. She said, we've got two kids and we don't even have a will. We need to get that. But then we found out that the lady who hit play and just sat down and got out of the way made more money than I made for two full days at work. From sun up to sundown, going to jobs I absolutely hated. And I realized, hold on, all you're doing is watching TV with people and you're making this kind of money? I'm like, I'm qualified to watch television. I mean, I can do what you're doing. And so we started part-time. Within a few months, it was paying me more than my full-time job. After my second year, it was paying us a six-figure income. Fast forward 7 years, it had paid us over $1 million. And we still park our car in our garage. It's just different from all the other companies that we did. Today, life is dramatically different from where it was back on November 29, 1999. Today, we enjoy a lot of the trappings of success, and most the thing I value most is just the time with my family, the stress-free life. And I see what's going on in the news with the economy, and my heart just breaks for those people out there that haven't heard about this yet. And so I'm on a mission to share it with as many people as I possibly can, because I definitely believe that, you know, it was shared with me and that wasn't just a stroke of luck. I believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to hear about this company. And for the guests that showed up here today, you know, you took a chance. You came out here to see what we have for you. You're the ones that really deserve the applause this morning. Let's give the guests the applause they deserve. All right, if you're ready, say I'm ready. Let's jump into this. Things we're going to be covering today. First of all, who are we? What do we do? And why are so many people joining us right now? Let's talk a little bit about Legal Shield, because it's a unique service that you're not going to find anywhere else out there. Legal Shield gives you the ability to talk to an attorney on any legal matter without worrying about the high hourly costs. For one flat monthly fee, you can access legal advice no matter how traumatic or trivial the issue may be. That's why under the protection of Legal Shield, you and your family can live your life worry-free every day, every night, now, and forever. Here's some things that we cover. First of all, legal advice on an unlimited number of issues. Now just think back in your life. Have you ever been treated unfairly? Might have been a neighbor or a boss or a government agency, a credit card, cell phone bill. I mean, we've all been treated unfairly. Now I want you to ask yourself, how did you handle that issue? Would it have been a different outcome, possibly, if you were able to just pick up the phone, call one of the top-rated law firms in your geographical area, and run the situation by them? How nice would that be to have that access at your fingertips and then never, ever get a bill for simply talking to them? On top of that, letters and phone calls made on your behalf to resolve legal situations. Have them send out that nasty gram to, you know, let someone know what your rights are. And more importantly, that you have access to your rights immediately. And then contract and document review up to 10 pages before you buy that car, that health club membership, satellite dish, whatever it might be, make sure that it's in your best interest. Let me give you a quick example on how we had used this service right out of the gate. We had built a home up Hobble Creek Canyon, and Mr. Mason knows where that is, spent some time down there in those neck of the woods. And while we were building that house, the contractor, because it was up in the mountains, advised us to have a fire suppressant system installed in the home. And that simply is these little heads right here sticking out of the ceiling. Theory being, if there's a fire, they spray water on the fire, they put the fire out, everybody following me with what they do. You actually get a huge discount on your homeowner's insurance, so over the next few years, the system would pay for itself. So we said, that makes sense, let's do it. Soon after we moved in, one of the heads started leaking in our living room. Now, it wasn't a flood. It was only a few drops a day. But the pipes that run through the attic are pressurized with antifreeze so that they don't freeze in the wintertime and flood your house. And so now we've got a slight leak of antifreeze right on my wife's brand new carpet. Now, I'm sure the women in the room can agree with me. There's something unsafe about your children playing in antifreeze, okay? The men, they may not see it that way. They're like, I got to teach them how to work on the car someday anyway. We'll just let it go. But my wife wanted this problem solved immediately. So we picked up the phone, we called the contractor, and we said, hey, we've got antifreeze dripping out of our ceiling. Could you come back and fix this? Has anybody else in the room ever had to deal with a contractor after they've been paid? So you guys know what happens. They join the witness protection plan. They go underground. You never see them again. And that's exactly what we experienced. We could not get this contractor to come back and fix the problem. Finally, after numerous messages and stuff, we realized, hold on, we have unlimited phone consultation. We picked up the phone and we made one phone call to the law firm. The law firm then did some research on the subject and called us back and informed us what our legal rights were. We're like, wow, we didn't know we had so many options out there. But we can't get this guy to return our phone call. He says, I'll tell you what, instead of calling him, I will send a letter to their corporate office in Lansdale, Pennsylvania. And the attorney, at no cost to us, fired off one nasty letter to the Central Sprinkler Company in Lansdale, Pennsylvania, and began to explain the legal problem that we have here. It's amazing how fast they now picked up the phone and called us. Mr. Hall, we understand there's a problem there. How fast can we get our service technician up there to fix that problem? They not only came up and fixed the problem right away, but now we have a second problem, because where that antifreeze dripped on my carpet, about the size of a silver dollar, at the right time of the day, if the shades were adjusted properly, when the sun reflected off my carpet, you could see that there was a spot there. It wasn't easy to see, but you could tell there was a spot there at a certain time of the day. And now we're like, well, what are we going to do about this spot? This is a brand new carpet, brand new house. Women, you know what I'm talking about. In your brand new house, you don't want a spot for the rest of your life. They said, you know what, Mr. Hall, that's our fault for not getting up here quicker and responding to your phone calls. We're going to go ahead and pay to replace the carpet throughout your entire living room. And they cut me a check for $2,928.17. So me and my wife went down to Walmart and bought a $5 rug. And we put it over that. Put that money in the bank. And I don't know about you guys, but I ain't ripping my brand new carpet out. Not for a spot that big. If you got a puppy or kids, you know there's going to be another spot in there pretty soon. So we just covered that thing up. Now let me ask you. At $200-$300 an hour, how long do you need to stay a member of this service to just, I mean, at $26 a month, how long do you need to stay a member of this service to break even on almost $3,000? I mean, you're talking a long, long time. Let me ask you a different question. At $300 an hour, how many of you would pick up the phone and retain a law firm over a stain on your carpet this big? See, and that's why I never thought that I needed an attorney growing up, too. It's because things happen, but you go, well, that's not a legal problem. That's just bad luck. Oh, well, you know, that's too bad. Here's what I found out. Oprah Winfrey, Michael Jordan, Bill Gates, they don't let people leave spots on their carpet and just tolerate it. Wealthy people have always had access to leverage to level the playing field. And now, finally, we, the middle class, have that same access. Now, that's a big ticket item. Some of you go, wow, you know, I don't know if I would ever use something like that. Let me show you something a little bit smaller. I got a bill last year in 2011. You can see up there, it's February of 2011. The bill was for $1.50. Now, you can see the previous month's charge was zero. You know why it was zero? Because I'm not a customer of this company. I've never used them in my life. I don't know how they got my information, but they sent me a bill. And over here, they said, by the way, it's a $3 charge if you get paper statements in the future. I was like, $3 bill for a $1.50 bill, and I'm not even your customer? I picked up the phone. I called the corporate office and said, look, I don't know how you guys got my information. I don't know even what you provide, but I'm not your customer. And have you ever sat on, you know, hold with Lionel Richie playing in the background for hours? Well, they just kept passing me from one department to the other, and I'm thinking, what is my time worth? Well, I'm trying to solve a $1.50 problem, and it's eating up half my day. Finally, I got to someone and said, we'll go ahead and take care of this, Mr. Hall. You don't have to worry about that. I'm like, thankfully. Now, again, that's February. In March, you can see up there, the previous balance was $1.50. They credited me $1.50, and then they just billed me another $1.50. I wasn't very effective at solving the $1.50 problem alone. I heard a long time ago, you can tell the size of a leader by the size of the problem they can solve. I wasn't being very effective right here. I'm like, you know what? I gave them a chance. They didn't solve it. So I picked up the phone. I called my law firm. I said, listen, the Millionaire Club member, Mr. Dave Hall, calls the attorney. I'm getting a bill for $1.50, and I need some help. Yeah, I mean, I can just see the look on their face, like, what? You can't afford that? It wasn't about not being able to afford it. It's like, I don't owe it. So they said, Mr. Hall, send us up the information. We'll go ahead and take care of this. The law firm then fired off a nasty gram to their corporate office. I'll just read the last paragraph. You are hereby advised to zero out this bill. Cease and desist from any and all communications with Mr. Hall. If you wish to assert that Mr. Hall owes any amount of money, please provide a copy of the contract wherein Mr. Hall requested services and is obligated to pay. If you prefer to litigate this issue, please advise us. Now, I would pay a lot of money to be a fly on the wall in Ditches' corporate office when that secretary opens up that letter and sees that Mr. Hall went and retained a law firm over the $1.50 issue. Do you think that somebody solved that problem and made sure that nut job Mr. Hall never gets another invoice? Absolutely. But let me ask you, have you ever got a credit card that had extra bills on there, a cell phone that had extra payments on there, and you wondered what your rights were? Or you just thought, you know what, it's not even worth my time calling them. I'm just going to pay it. See, you don't have to when you're a member of Legal Shield. So on top of all of those things out there, we do will preparation. One of the very first things that me and my wife did when we got this service was we got our wills done. And I'm a little bit embarrassed to admit that part, that at the age of 28 with a wife and two kids, I had done nothing to protect. What I was telling everybody was my most valuable assets. That was my children. I mean, let me ask you, what's more valuable, your children or your cars? Everyone says their children. You should say your children, because I looked in the parking lot. Some of you could use an upgrade. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, okay? Like that. Now, sad thing is almost 95% of you have automobile insurance. Should be 100%, but 95% statistically have something. If your car is wrecked, damaged, destroyed, burns up, stolen, anything happens to it, it's taken care of. But only about 20% of you have something to protect what is your most valuable asset, and that's your children. If something happens to you, Department of Family Services, the state, the foster care program kicks in, and now all of a sudden we put those children through an ordeal they never should have gone through. We, as responsible husbands and wives and parents, should always have this document created and then up to date. And each year you get a free update for as long as you're a member for the rest of your life. As new kids, new cars, new houses, new investments, as things change in your life, and that's always a constant, free updates for life. If we stopped right here and there was nothing else that we offered, can we agree for about $1 a day, you've already got your money's worth? Absolutely. So the rest of the stuff is free. Let me show you the free stuff that you get. Traffic-related issues are covered if they're defensible. You also get trial defense, a schedule of hours that goes all the way up to 335 hours. IRS audit protection, 50 hours of tax attorney time preparing for that audit and going to it. A preferred member discount on the big ticket items like bankruptcy, divorce, or child custody issues, things like that. 24-hour emergency access. That means that, yeah, even on Christmas Eve, if law enforcement or Department of Family Services is involved in a legal situation at 10 o'clock at night with you or a covered member of your family, you can simply pick up the phone and call the law firm. And we have attorneys on call with cell phones next to their bed ready for your phone call, even in the middle of the night. And then online legal forms. We've got over 60,000 customized documents on the web, ready for you to download and use as much as you want. Again, no fee for any of that. Now, in addition to that, we do identity theft protection. And most people think they're familiar with identity theft. They think it's just, you know, a credit card problem. You know, and credit is definitely a problem out there. But there's things like social security fraud or driver's license fraud. You might have seen the lady on CNN not too long ago from Dublin, California, that had over 200 illegal immigrants working under her social security number. Now you think about that. In this economy, it's tough to hold down one job. But somehow she was holding down 200. You would think that the government would have been able to figure out there was some fraud there. Unfortunately, she owed the IRS over $1 million in back taxes. Now, if you've got 200 people working under your social security number, can we agree you have an identity theft problem? But if you got the IRS coming after you for $1 million, don't you also have a legal problem? Where else in the world can you find a service that not only does the identity theft protection, but also gives you access to the attorneys to help with the legal consequences that come because of it? There's problems that you can have from getting loans, harassment from debt collectors, and even possible arrest if somebody steals your identity. So what do we do? The first thing we do is we give you a credit report on every covered member to monitor it so you can see what your identity looks like going forward. So you'll know instantly if something happens. You'll know right away if all of a sudden, you know, a new credit card is open or something like that. But then on top of that, where we separate ourselves from everybody else out there is we're the only company that does full restoration. In other words, if something appears on there that shouldn't be there, you send a limited power of attorney over to our licensed private investigators. They come in and completely restore your identity to the good name that it was before the problem happened. We combine that with fraud alerts. We also have an option to guard your children. We call it Safeguard for Minors. And we combine that with our legal plan. It creates the most comprehensive solution to the identity theft problem in the market today. Now, the companies that provide these services, Legal Shield, been around for over 40 years. They have dedicated law firms to the highest standards out there, and they're prepaid, ready to advise. Kroll Incorporated does our identity theft product. They're the world's leading risk consulting firm. Some of their clientele are Fortune 500 companies and countries that hire this company to go in and do the work for them, and they also are prepaid, ready to advise. And when you start talking in the terms of licensed private investigators and attorneys, people start thinking in the terms of hundreds of dollars an hour, because that's what the normal billing rate is in that industry. The wonderful thing about this service is you can start out with a legal plan for as little as $17 with our company. If you add the identity theft, it's normally $12.95. You would get a price up there of $29.95. But if you combine them together, we give you a $3 discount. Makes it only $26.95 to cover the entire family for those products. How are we doing? Pretty darn good. So we're talking about 86 cents a day to cover two of the biggest problems out there. For those of you that would like a little bit more extensive lawsuit protection, and this is the only difference in the two plans, is one of them will add even more hours of lawsuit protection on top of that. That plan is $26, again, $12.95 for the identity theft. If you combine them together, you're looking at $35.95 for the maximum amount of protection that you can buy for your family through our service. How are we doing on value there? Yeah, you know, we're talking $1.19 a day to protect your family for these. I mean, I don't know what the average family in Utah spends for cable TV. What does the average family spend for cable or satellite? 60? 100? 100? Anyone more than 100? You're a single guy? 100 bucks? What channels you got, Cole? Never mind. It's a family atmosphere. Okay. Sorry, Cole. I had to throw you under the bus there. You know, for less than one-third of what some people pay for cable TV, you can have this service to protect your entire family. Now, obviously, some of you right now have seen a huge value. They're like, you know, man, I could have used this 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago. Man, where was this when this happened in my life? There's obviously a lot of other people out there that could benefit from this also. Who do you know out there that has children, especially teenage drivers? Who do you think about right now? If you've got a teenage driver today, and they just asked for the keys to the family car to get out on those roads, your 16-year-old slides off the road and hits a Bentley, a convertible Bentley. How much does it cost to replace one of those? A few hundred thousand dollars. Now, who's legally responsible for what that 16-year-old kid just did? Is that comforting, Bill, that they can come after you for that accident? Think about that. You're responsible for a lot of things that your children do out there today. I wouldn't be, knowing how I grew up as a kid, my mom's here on the front row, so I know that I would want this if I was raising me, okay? Who do you know out there that's had their identity compromised or they're just concerned about it today? Who do you know out there that's self-employed or a small business owner? Who do you know out there that's someday going to die? Oh, you just thought of somebody. Oh, that's good. Every one of them have different elements of our membership that they need. Some need it right now. Some are going to need it next month. That leads us to the incredible business opportunity that our company has. Now, most of you didn't come down here this morning because you thought, you know, I need a sexy legal plan. somebody probably told you about a sexy man selling a sexy plan. And he couldn't make it here today, so I'm filling in. We're going to tell you about how you can increase your income part-time from the comfort of your home, a little or a lot. You're going to hear from a few other people in just a few minutes that can share you their own personal testimonies. So a little bit about our company. We've been around again for over 40 years. So we're not trying this thing out. We've already got 1.4 million memberships across the United States and Canada. We're owned by a New York-based equity group that is just absolutely amazing. The energy and the vision they've brought to this company over the last year is just absolutely fabulous. We have a proprietary system of provider law firms in 49 states and 4 provinces in Canada that nobody else out there has. And we offer high-quality, cost-effective legal and identity theft service. Now, why be involved with Legal Shield? Biggest reason I'm hearing from people today is I need some extra money. It's tough out there today to make ends meet for a lot of families. And people are looking for a way to make some extra income. But they don't want to dump down $5,000 and buy an internet mall. I can tell you for a fact they don't want to do that. They want something respectable, that's low entry cost, that they can get in and recoup their money very, very quickly. A lot of people are making just enough money to pay their bills, but they're paying and sacrificing time away from their spouse and their kids to do it. And I'll tell you right now, you know, financial freedom's nice, but time freedom is far more valuable. And I wish that everyone in this room can experience that. The only way you get freedom in America today is when you have something spinning off money and you don't have to go to work. And that's when you all of a sudden you can wake up every morning and say, what do I want to do today? Whose life do I want to bless with this business opportunity today? Why right now? The market potential is absolutely huge. We're less than 2% market penetration. The customer need has never been greater in this country than it is right now. The economic environment. Have you ever seen a time in American history where so many people are saying, I want some extra income. I want to get out of debt. I want to get these bills paid off. And this industry is in transition. We're going from a postpaid market to a prepaid market. And that's when fortunes are made, is when you catch an industry in transitions. There's many different ways that you can share this information with other people. You don't have to be the guy on stage. Here's what's cool. This is what we call a business briefing. How many of you, by a quick show of hands, are here? Okay, good. Half of you. That's awesome. You all got that question right, though. Congratulations, okay? You don't have to do the presentation. We have different business briefings up and down the Wasatch Front. All you have to do is simply invite people to come see the information. Somebody else will do the presentation. We have luncheons, again, up and down the Wasatch Front. Here's what I've experienced over the last few years. When I pick up the phone, I call someone and say, hey, what are you doing for lunch on Wednesday? And I'm calling them on like a Monday or the weekend. Most people say, I don't know, didn't have any plans. I said, could I take you to lunch? Do you think people say no very often? Almost every time they're like, heck yeah. I'm like, wonderful. There's a guy I want to introduce you to that's making a fortune, and he's now training me how to do it. I just want to pick your brain and see if it's a good fit for you. I'll pick you up around 11:45. We'll be back within an hour. Bam. Somebody else does the presentation. You just sit there and eat. Just enjoy the presentation. Somebody else did the work. You take home the commission. Fabulous way to build your business. We'll do in-home presentations for you. We have conference calls to record the information that you can get. Every new person in our company gets a flip chart that has all of these slides already in it. So if you want to be the presenter, you can sit down at a Starbucks and just turn the page and tell the story. It's like reading a bedtime book to your kids. It's very, very simple to do. DVDs. I handed out a DVD about 5 years ago to a kid at a car wash. That DVD then was shown to that kid's brother-in-law, who showed it to a coworker, who showed it to another coworker, who then showed it to Mr. Ryan Burns. Mr. Ryan Burns joined my team. Mr. Ryan Burns has made me hundreds of thousands of dollars simply because of a $2 DVD that I handed away to a kid at a car wash. Now, could you have handed that DVD to the kid at the car wash? How would you like to have Mr. Ryan Burns putting hundreds of thousands of dollars in your bank account? Absolutely. Fabulous. We have some of the most high-quality web presentations out there. We're going to show you a few of them here in a little bit. But again, can you email somebody a link that they can watch it? You see, there's no one in this room that can say, I can't do this business. Because any one of these has worked many, many, many times. There's a different story for every person in this room that says, I'm in the business today because of that one or that one or that one. It just takes you to be busy out there sharing the information with people. Now, here's how you get paid working with our company. There's actually three different ways, and I'm going to go through each one of them. The first one is personal advance, where you will get anywhere from $34 all the way up to $252 every time you personally share this membership with somebody. Now, looking at my previous place of employment, I looked at that compensation plan and said, hold on, you can make up to $250 for one 15-minute presentation? I said, I don't take home $250 a week practically. And you can make that in 15 minutes? I said, I'm in. I don't care what it takes to get to that level. I can be wealthy on my own personal efforts, relying on nobody else because of the yellow column right there alone. But they said, well, Dave, that's not where the fortunes are made. There's a lot more money in the white column to the right of it. And that's what we call overrides, where you get paid anywhere from $34 up to $182 for helping other people become successful in this business. It's kind of like the real estate industry, where you have brokers and agents. A broker hires an agent. Agent goes out and sells a home. He gets a great commission. Who else got a great commission? The broker. Is that legal?
Yeah.
Of course it's legal. It's business ownership. That's exactly how our company is structured. When I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh, I know so many people that need some extra money and need service. I'm going to make a fortune off of the Y column. And they said, well, Dave, that's not where the real money is. I'm like, already blown away with those two columns. They said, you're also putting away residual income for the rest of your life. See, that's just the first year. After the first year, you get paid up to 18% on all your personal income you earned, and you get paid again up to 25% of all the overrides that you achieved. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are. I'm 13 years into this business. I'm still being compensated for memberships that I marketed 13 years ago, even though I haven't talked to some of those families in 13 years. That residual income right now, just the number three part, the residual income will pay my family between $3,000 to $5,000 a week for old memberships just sitting on the books. How much are you being compensated today for the work that you were doing 13 years ago? Now think about that. If the answer is nothing, wouldn't that make sense to make a change and start doing something that will pay you the next year and the next year and that can compound over time? And better than that, to me, if something ever happens to me and I'm not there for my wife and my six kids, they inherit this money and it continues to pay out even if I'm not around. Now that's peace of mind that you're building with your legacy. We also give a point value for everything you do, separate from the money. You notice that you go out, you market a membership, you get 1 point. If you find someone that wants to do the business, you get 2 points for that. So what you want to do is fast start qualify right away within your first 30 days, and that just requires 5 points. So you could do that by marketing 5 separate memberships, but none of them want to do the business. And that's fine. You now fast start qualified. You got promoted up to the $103 commission level, and you can only keep going up from there. Another way that you could do it is you could market just 3 memberships, but one of those 3 people said, I also want to do the business. That's also 5 points. Or you could just market 2 memberships, and both of those people say, I want to do the business. You got 6 points, so it's more than 5. You now fast start qualified, but more importantly, you're now in what we call the Performance Club. And this is an exclusive club where they get perks that are absolutely amazing. After 3 months in Performance Club, you get a $150 bonus after your 3rd month. You stay in it for another 3 months, we give you another $150 bonus. You stay in it for a full 12 months, we start giving you a $300 per month car allowance. Now, you can pay off the current car you're driving. You can go buy a new car. You can use it for groceries. You can send it to me. You can do anything you want with your $300. But we also have an incredible deal with BMW, where if you will go lease or purchase a BMW, send the paperwork into the corporate office, verify that you got a BMW. That's probably why you saw a lot of BMWs in the parking lot. Instead of $300 a month from this point forward, we'll take it all the way up to $500 per month. How's that? In fact, we have a lot of part-time people driving company paid for BMWs. Is your current employer giving you a nice BMW? Think about that. Even the part-time people can get BMWs. We also give amazing vacations. Me and my wife have vacationed all over the world, from the Bahamas to Cancun, the Dominican Republic, Hawaii, Lake Tahoe. This next year, we're going back to Cancun. I mean, you guys, these aren't just normal vacations. These are like incredible. You show up to this resort down here in Cancun, and they give you a waterproof wristband that you put on. And then everything you do at the resort, they just bill to the company. You want room service at 3 a.m.? Call them up. Get it. Send the bill to the company. Tips to the staff, gratuities, the transfer fees. Everything you do at the resort is paid for by the company. It's so fun to go down there with a few dozen of your best friends and be hanging out and not have to worry about who's rich, who's poor, who's got money, who doesn't, because the company's paying for everything. There's no status symbol or anything. Everybody's the same. I'm telling you, after vacationing on the company's money, every other vacation is ghetto. It just is. I'm telling you. I went on vacation with my family last year, and it's amazing how close you look at the menu and figure out what your kids can eat, because one thing's $2 more than another thing. Like, no, you ain't eating that. You ain't going to be able to finish it. You're getting this macaroni and cheese over here, you know. But down there, like, you don't care what anybody orders because nobody's paying for anything. I tell you, incredible vacations. And again, all you got to do, get in performance club, stay in performance club, and eventually you'll be going. They took 1,000 people, 500 associates with their spouses or significant others, to Hawaii. We're taking another 1,000 people to Cancun. So you don't have to be the top person in the state. We had dozens of people going. So anyone can go. Just get out there and get in Performance Club as fast as possible. Now, costs $149 to be an associate in our company, and that is an investment in your future. $149? I think most of you have spent more than $149 on some late-night infomercial that you let or gave to a Goodwill or something like that. I know I did. You know, I bought that P90X, thought I was going to get in shape, and it sat in the closet for a few months, and I got guilty seeing it there and knew I spent so much money I gave it away to my brother-in-law. Everyone in this room has blown more than $149 on something you don't even remember anymore. What if you could invest $149 and retire your family in style in the next few years? Let me show you what you get. You get a business in a box. Everything you need to get out there and make money with our company right away. You get a comprehensive training program taught by the top people in your geographical area. The people who have made success teach you how to do this business. Support from a sponsor and team. Online access to reports to help you figure out what's going on in your business everywhere. Associate Support Center, almost 800 employees at our corporate office that are there to answer any questions you have. Pick up the phone, call them, say, hey, I need to know, how does this work? How does that work? What happens here and there? 800 people at your disposal to help you in this business. And then a benefits plan membership that gets you access to huge discounts on travel, on my cell phone, on, you know, hotels, on rental cars, office depots, tons of different products and companies and services. In fact, I get an 18% discount. 18% discount on my cell phone bill. Now, I got three data plans between my wife's iPhone, my teenage son's, and mine. Y'all know what data plans cost and stuff. Three data plans, you're easily over $200 a month. Let's say it was only $200 a month. If you're getting an 18% discount on $200, what's your discount? $36. What's the biggest, most expensive membership you can possibly buy here? $35.95. So in essence, they really pay me to stay a member, 5 cents, every single month. If I canceled my membership, I'd lose my benefits there. My cell phone bill would jump $36, and I still wouldn't have the benefits I have. In other words, this membership doesn't cost you money. We pay you to stay a member with our company. You just got to get involved and fill out the paperwork. Now, in the last decade alone, we've paid out over $1 billion to associates, not in coupons, not in product, in cash. $1 billion. In fact, we've got over 1,000 people out there. Most of them are part-time, earning over $50,000. Could you imagine what an extra $50,000 a year to your current income would do to start paying off those credit cards? Get that house paid off, the cars. To get that debt-free lifestyle you've been wanting for years, that carrot you've been chasing, it can happen. We've got people making 6 figures a month, even 7 figures a year. Yeah, right here in this company. And the truth is, at 2% market penetration, the best years are still in front of us. The next 5 to 10 years, that's what I lose sleep thinking about. But we've asked a few people locally in this market to come up and share a quick success story. If you're one of those people that we invited up, could you come up, share your success story, and then we'll wrap this up. Give them a hand while they're coming up, guys.
Good morning. I'm Deanne DeBell, and I've always been in the legal field many years as a court reporter. And when my neighbor around the corner came and showed me this information, I knew that everyone in America needed this membership. And then when I looked more at the income that you make, I mean, we were doing okay, my husband and I, but we had no time. In fact, one day we passed each other in the airport. And our kids were becoming teenagers, and we just needed more time with our family. And so when I looked at the override income and the residual income, I was in. I love this company.
Hi, my name's Ryan Burns. I got started working with the company 5 years ago. My intention was just to make an extra few $100 for my car payment, but as I started plugging into the system, about 4 months in, the business was paying me more doing this part-time than my full-time job. 6 months, I quit that full-time job. In my first year here, we made about $68,000, which might not sound a lot to some people, but to me, that was double anything I ever made in my life. Next year, we broke a six-figure income, and thank you, Mr. Mason, for paying for the BMW in our driveway.
My name is Kate Burns, and I've been with the company for about 3 years. When the information about Legal Shield was shared with me, I had a full-time job. I was also going to school full-time. So I really was the person that didn't have a whole lot of time to take on another project. But the challenge for me is that I needed some extra income. And so I got started working with the company very part-time. About an hour or two a day is really all I could allocate towards the business. And doing that, I made an extra $9,700 my first 3 months, so that really caught my attention. And it's been 2.5 years that I've been full-time stay-at-home mom working with Legal Shield, and I just love the time freedom that comes with it. Love this company.
Shalom. I'm Daniel Rona from Jerusalem and Salt Lake City. That way I have both Zions covered in case one of them doesn't work out. I've been a tour operator and a tour guide in Israel for 39 years. About 11 years ago, a fellow member of the Chamber of Commerce, who was an associate, brought someone else into my office, showed me a 4.5-minute movie clip. I realized I needed this coverage for my business, my family. Then I told my business partners about it, and they told theirs, and they told theirs. 4,000 memberships later, that's created an extra $1 million income for my team members, myself. My wife is very happy. Join me. I love Legal Shield.
Awesome. That's actually my favorite part of the presentation. It's just hearing from the local people here. I wish we had time for everybody's success stories because I know there's so many of them out there. In fact, Mr. and Mrs. Burns, they actually, Mr. Burns signed up Mrs. Burns when they were dating. So when you're still dating, you can have separate associate agreements. So she gets a $500 a month bonus, and he gets a $500 a month. That's a $1,000 a month car bonus for that family. I mean, what other company in the world do you know of out there that can have that kind of a setup for a relatively young couple, $1,000 a month car loans, and it's forever. As long as they just simply average 5 points a month forever. It never ends. Even after their car is paid off, it just keeps coming in every single month. Every single month. It turns into a shoe bonus, right, at that point. So fabulous. The generosity of this company is second to none. So let's go over some action steps. If you're a guest here this morning, first of all, become a member. I mean, we're talking about a dollar a day to protect your family against two of the biggest problems out there. You know, heaven forbid you think you need to, you know, go to the desert for 40 days and 40 nights and pray about this or something like that. And you get in your car and you back out of this parking lot, that slick parking lot, and you back into my BMW. You're going to need an attorney. So you would just want to get that paperwork filled out right now. Next, become an associate. Once-in-a-lifetime investment of $149 to have what we just showed you here today. to go on those incredible vacations, to have a nice BMW paid for by the company, to be able to have time with your family and achieve that debt-free lifestyle you've always wanted. Get trained. We have some of the best training anywhere in the nation, and right here, some of the top trainers in the entire nation right here that will train you. Sign up one membership. That's all it takes to activate your benefits membership right away. All of a sudden, receive huge discounts on things. And then earn your 5 points. Earn your 5 points this month in the month of November. Now, think about this. I want you to visualize this. You get started this month. You get your 5 points this month. 12 months from now, you finish October. You've done your 12 months. You now get your BMW car allowance. Next year, at Thanksgiving, you can roll up to Thanksgiving in your new BMW and do donuts on the lawn of that person that said no. In your new BMW. You guys all know, that relative that never thought you would amount to anything. The one that told your spouse, don't marry that guy, don't marry that. You'll probably have Thanksgiving with them next year, okay? And now you can show up in your BMW like, where on earth did you get that BMW? Oh, remember that thing we showed you last year that you didn't think was going to work? Yeah, they're not giving us a BMW. I'm telling you, all of a sudden people start looking at you different, going, serious? They gave that house? You got one? You got another DVD? I threw the other one away. My own mom. Right there. That lady said no for 10 months. I didn't go do donuts on her lawn, but I stayed the course. I stayed the course because I knew it was going to work. And eventually, it proved self-evident, and she said, I need to take another look at that thing. Now, here's the cool thing. For my mom, she raised 9 kids from her first marriage. She raised 5 kids from a second marriage. When all of a sudden the last kid left the nest, no 401k, no savings account, no checking account. Literally, she spent all of her money raising us. But where do you go when you're mature and you have no job experience and you want to now retire in style? Where do you go? Yeah. How nice was it to be able to share this with my mom? And now she has shared it with many, many other people. And within the next year, I'm track to go be the next six-figure ring earner here in the state of Utah. Sally Gilbert, that's awesome. Absolutely awesome. Best part about her story is all of that money is willable. So. Y'all think I'm kidding. All right. My part of the presentation is done this morning. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Circle up with the person that invited you out here this morning. Let them know whether you're an A, B, or C. This is like ordering a combo meal at McDonald's. It's just very, very simple. We're not going to close you. We don't have a free Ginsu knife set for you today. We have no other promotions we're going to give you. You either saw it or you didn't. So just turn to them and say, I'm an A, B, or a C. C means see later. I didn't see an opportunity here. But at least protect your family and get that membership. That's kind of a no-brainer. A B says, man, that membership made a lot of sense, but I've got some questions I need cleared up about, you know, the comp plan or something like that. And so we have experts in the room that can answer all of your questions. You are a B. And then A says, that guy could have shut up about a half hour ago. I'm so in. I hate my job. I hate the commute. I hate the debt that I'm suffering through right now. I hate the politics at work. I hate telling my wife I can't do it again this week. You know, next year we're going to celebrate our anniversary right. Next year I'm going to be at the kids' soccer games. Next year we're going on that family reunion. Next year, next year, next year. Doesn't it get hollow after a little while? What's going to change next year if you don't make a change this year? We've got the Christmas season coming up. How nice would it be to put an extra $1,000, $2,000 in your bank account before Christmas so you can do Christmas on cash? We can help you. We will help you You're an A, and you are the person that I came here today to meet. If you're an A, please, during the break, come up, introduce yourself to me so I can get you my business card and get to know you and help you in this business. Thank you all for coming out this morning. We're going to take about a 10-minute break before we have Mr. Mason come up and share his information. Everybody have a great day.
Through my hair, only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair.